Our Lord, our God, the King Eternal, the Impossibility Specialist, the Lion of Judah, the Provider and Restorer, the Faithful and Just God, we worship you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hello, everyone. Hallelujah. I welcome you to Wednesday, 21st December, 2022. This is Fresh Spring Daily Devotional with Olumide Salako. Today's theme is the gift of grace for grace. Memory verse, John chapter 1, verse 16. And of his fullness have all we received, grace for grace. Bible passage, Romans chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. I take 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Message of victory. Amos chapter 3 verse 3, Amplified Version says, do two men walk together unless they have made an appointment? No two men can become friends without first agreeing. The above question could also be interpreted as meaning, do two people start traveling together without arranging to meet? God will never walk or alone walk with any man who doesn't accept his terms and conditions for their relationship. John chapter 15 verse 16 says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Moses understood this, that there is something which makes God to go with man and a people, something which separates his people from another people. And he used it to make a demand from God and received a favorable response. Exodus chapter 33, verse 16 and 17. It is called grace. Grace is the free and unmerited favor of God received as we obtain the so great a salvation and the bestower of blessings which we receive through our Lord Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. If you are one and are chosen by the election of grace, then it is no more of works that we have done. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. Romans chapter 11, verse 6. This grace in Christ justifies and repositions believers as heirs of God as we live in the hope of eternal life. Titus chapter 3, verse 7. Having known this, it is important for us as God's family never to take this amazing and rich grace of God in vain. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. Whatever and wherever you are called to function, use the grace productively. In John chapter 1, verse 16, Amplified Version, it is written, for out of his fullness, the superabundance of his grace and truth, we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. Jesus is the Word, and he is full of everything that we need, for there is no prayer and spiritual power failure in grace. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1, verse 3. This grace grants access to receive one good thing after the other in a quick succession. John chapter 1 verse 14. The gospel of Christ is filled and loaded with abundant blessings for his church and everyone that looks and calls upon God out of a pure and sincere heart. Romans chapter 15 verse 29. If the errors of or the actions of your fathers brought afflictions, sicknesses, poverty, premature death, likewise, the righteousness of Jesus offers overflowing grace and the gift of righteousness to reign in life through Jesus. John chapter 10, verse 10b. This overwhelming grace brings the following benefit. 1. The release of the riches of his grace. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. 2. Grace makes you, for without it, you are lost and a nobody. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7. 3. Grace is your strength and defense. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. 4. Grace is available at kingdom locations only. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. 5. A thriving bitterness can stop or kill grace. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. 6. Grace qualifies you for acceptable services. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. 7. Grace upholds your heart and makes you rooted in Christ. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. Call to action. A life without grace wastes and stings. Seek his grace to be made. Prophetic prayers and declarations. Join me to give thanks and praise to God this morning. Glory and honor be unto our God in the highest. We bless you, we appreciate you, and we honor you because you are good. Thank you for a new day and another season of amazing grace. We appreciate you for your unfailing help in the name of Jesus. Hear me this morning as I pray for you. Whatever the offense of one man which plunged you into a deep crisis of curses, sicknesses, afflictions, etc., I decree that the gift of grace in Jesus will set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the manifold grace of God for your family and work to walk in uprightness all the days of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree this morning, may you not use up or waste the grace of God upon your life and family in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that your life and that of your family be delivered from bitterness and be repositioned in grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me this morning. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional, FSDD, is one of the best widely read and listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. You can also visit our FSDD website at www.ocmnation.onpodium.com to subscribe. We encourage you to worship with us to experience the word worship and winning at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street off Adetola Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017 at gmail.com or via the following WhatsApp number plus 234-8023-18-1857. Good morning, and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.